And you're with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and we're going to change direction now. We're going to talk to Agapi about an upcoming exhibition or a visual journey of Greek Australian life. G'day, Agapi. How are you?
G'day. Fine, thank you. And yourself?
Oh, good. It's a lovely day.
Yeah.
I mean, it's we've been following some of the dire news in Palestine and also some of the political background in Australia over the program. So it's kind of a nice thing to be able to talk about something like this, which is an exhibition. Can you tell us about how this exhibition came about?
Well, the exhibition came about, this is the fourth exhibition of the Greek Democritus League. We started it 4 years ago. Last year we had an exhibition called Greek Weddings Under the Southern Cross. This was weddings of Greeks in Australia in the 60s, the 50s, the 60s and the 70s. This was a catalyst for other Greek organisations and publications of what the Democritus set into motion. This year's exhibition is the logical continuation of that exhibition. It's a collection of both black and white photographs and colour photographs, and it's a visual journey that documents the existence of the many aspects of Melbourne's Greek community. What we're trying to do with this exhibition, this exhibition is not a definitive and comprehensive depiction of Australian Greek life, but it is a step forward in the right direction to visually document those lives of the first generation. The photographs provide a deeper understanding of the migrant experience. We've got over 120 photos that have been given to us by people in the Greek community, not by professional photographers. People were taking photos of each other, of what they were going through, of what they were living through, and they graciously have given us those photos.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, there's a fantastic photograph on the invitation, which is a group shot of fellows in front of a house, and it looks like Northcote or somewhere like that. It's so familiar.
Yarraville. It's in Yarraville, Annie.
Oh, it's Yarraville, is it? Right. Yeah. I feel like I know that house.
Yeah, it's in Yarraville.
It's fantastic. It's just great. How did you actually curate them? Because, there's nothing like, it's like falling into, like Alice in Wonderland, falling into down the rabbit hole when you look at photographs that people have collected.
Well, what we did was we've got them into five categories. There's work, there's leisure, there's politics, there's art, and
it escapes you.
And culture, sorry. That's the five categories that we've put them in.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Because that's what we believe. One was the continuance of the other. The first thing they had to do was find work. After that, it was leisure time. After that, because of what was happening in the workforce, there was the political scene and then the culture and the art scene.
I found when I was looking up about this exhibition, I found this fabulous quote. It says, "Art washes away from the soul the dust of everyday life." Of course, it was Pablo Picasso who said it, and it sort of reminds me of why this exhibition is so important.
Exactly. Yeah.
The it's going to be start on the 2nd and runs to the 10th of November.
Yes, that's correct. Today's the launch. Today, yeah. At 2:30 is the launch at Steps Gallery in Lygon Street in Carlton, just a few steps away from Trades Hall. And it will be open till the 10th from 11 to 4 p.m., except for Monday. It's going to be closed on Monday the 4th.
Okay, all right. So I'm definitely going down there to have a look at it. It's at the Steps Gallery, 62 Lygon Street, Carlton, as you say.
That's
just
correct.
a little up from the Trades Hall. Tell me about the reaction from the community to this exhibition.
Well, the thing is that we've kept it under wraps. We've only let a few photographs leak out that we had to do with the press releases. Everyone is quite, they're excited to see what we've put up. And truth be told, yes, we did close. We did keep it under closed wraps for a reason, and that's because we want people to see it firsthand and to see what they're coming to see, what they're coming.
I see what you're saying, that you don't want to have preconceived ideas. But the thing about it is that there's this ongoing narrative. I mean, the Palestinian thing's really interesting because the political narrative is of the mainstream is the message we're all supposed to see. But it's like this exhibition. Australia's fabric, white Australia's fabric, is of all the different people who have come. And, of course, the Greek-Australian life is exactly, you're positioning it so that people will actually see the truth about what's the fabric of our culture that we live now.
Exactly. And that's what we want to maintain for future generations. This is the reason that we've put this together. And we're not stopping at this. We're thinking of putting a book together as well for future generations to have. And to know what the first generation, not only the Greeks but the Italians, but all the all ethnicities, have gone through in order for the impact they had towards the Australian cultural and economic fabric.
Do you find that this is people find it difficult to see that we live in a complex society, not a monocultural society?
I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that, Annie, because I don't know, because the Greek Democratic League has always taken part in not only Greek things, but everything in the in Australia. We're liaisoned with Trades Hall, we're liaisoned with Phillips. So I don't know. I don't believe that people do know what this Australian culture is made of.
Yeah, and so you're inviting everybody down to exhibition with an open hand.
Yes, and the entry, it's a free entry and everyone's welcome.
Thank you very much for talking to me this morning, Agapi.
Thank you, Annie.
Yeah, fantastic. And, of course, that exhibition, A Visual Journey of Greek Australian Life, it's a collection of photographs of the Greek community. It starts today. There's going to be an opening at 2:30 at the Steps Gallery, 62 Lygon Street, Carlton. Get along. It runs till the 10th of November, except for the Monday the 7th, which is obviously a day where everybody is just relaxing.